From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. An explosion destroyed a popular restaurant in Baghdad this evening, killing at least 5 people and injuring 24 more. The Nabil restaurant was popular with foreigners as well as wealthy Iraqis, and there are reports that some foreigners were among the wounded. The restaurant had planned a New Year's Eve celebration tonight. NPR's Julie McCarthy visited the site of the blast and the hospital where some of the injured were taken, and she joins us now from Baghdad. Julie, can you describe first, please, the scene of the explosion itself?
Well, it was a very powerful explosion outside a popular restaurant, as you say, on Arasat Street. This is a district of central Baghdad that has seen a spate of bombings in the past week. Shortly after the explosion, I ran to the roof of our hotel, which was very nearby, and saw smoke billowing from around the corner where the Nabil restaurant stands. Helicopters began swooping around the scene. Immediately after the attack, the sound of gunfire echoed through the streets. It's echoing again now. A large crater was on the side side street adjacent to the restaurant where the blast hit. A young couple stood in the street clutching each other, blood spattered on their clothes and their face, and they described they had just sat down to New Year's dinner when the wall of the house was blown off. I could see a gaping hole where the house stood. The lights all went out in the neighborhood, as they routinely do, and from the glow of the fire from cars that had been set ablaze, I could make out the blackened front of the restaurant. The owner of the restaurant said a New Year's party was planned for tonight. About 50 guests were due to attend. A young baker in the restaurant was quoted as saying there was a large explosion. Everything was blown up, including people. The U.S. military was swarming overhead. They converged on the scene in a convoy of vehicles. One soldier was reported to have leaned into the building and found a woman and shouted, "She still has a pulse." As you mentioned, I did go to the hospital nearby. Officials there said that 25 people had been brought in with injuries. They reported receiving no dead. But one eyewitness who was actually dining in the restaurant said that the ceiling had caved in, part of the ceiling caved in, and he was sure that it had fallen on some of the diners who had come to Nabil's tonight to celebrate New Year's. The U.S. military had taken extra precautions around hotels and buildings that housed the American occupation authorities in anticipation of stepped-up attacks from Baghdad. Tonight is just the latest in several Baghdad bombings today. One killed an Iraqi child and injured 5 soldiers earlier.
Julie, did any of the eyewitness accounts give any information about what might have led to the blast in the first place?
Well, there was some eyewitnesses thought that there had been a car bomb. Earlier, others thought that it had been a rocket-propelled grenade. But outside, you could see that there were flames coming from cars. In fact, one of the patrons said that he came out and saw his car had been upended, and 3 others were actually on top of his car, all on fire. So a massive explosion here tonight. As far as the injured were concerned, yes, the foreigners there seem to have been, could very well have been journalists, Western journalists. From the description, though, given by the owner of the restaurant, it sounds like the vast majority were Iraqis who have been caught up in the violence that continues unabated in Baghdad.
Okay, Julie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Baghdad.